City mayors from around the country are in Honolulu for the annual U.S. Conference of Mayors, which ends today. Among the many issues facing communities across the country, what to do about the census and the effort by President Donald Trump to delay the count because of last week's Supreme Court decision. HPR's Ryan Finnerty joins us in studio with more. Morning.
Morning, Catherine. Yeah, as you mentioned, mayors from around the country were in town this weekend. They were covering a wide variety of issues, a lot of it focused on climate change and decarbonization. But there were some other more specific issues. One of them was this big citizenship question that on the census. And to give everybody a little bit of background on that issue, it started back in 2018 when the U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross approved the addition of the following question on the 2020 U.S. Census. Is this person a citizen of the United States? And the U.S. Constitution mandates that every person living in the United States be counted every 10 years, what we call the census. And that responsibility falls to the Census Bureau, which is part of the Commerce Department. So Secretary Ross has a lot of sway over that process. There has not been a citizenship question on the census since 1950, and it had been removed after that. Opponents of adding that kind of question argued that it would cause non-citizens to avoid being counted, to not answer the census questionnaire for fear of legal action being taken against them. And we should say that by law, data collected by the Census Bureau can't be used for any kind of law enforcement purpose. It's kept strictly confidential, and they say on their website that they would never turn it over to any kind of law enforcement agency or immigration agency. But if people don't respond to the questions or when a census worker comes and knocks on your door, they may not be counted. And that's a big deal because the most important thing the census does is set the number of seats in the House of Representatives, the U.S. House of Representatives, that each state gets. That's based on population. And it's also important for federal programs and state programs, too, for distributing funds and social programs, that kind of thing. And so because of all of these concerns, big city mayors from around the country have been some of the most vocal opponents to this proposal. Cities tend to be attract larger populations of immigrants. There are a lot of immigrants in cities around the country, no matter what region they're in. And so those cities and their leaders, their mayors, were worried that they would stand to lose out if their residents were undercounted, both in terms of congressional representation and potentially in terms of federal funding. So a coalition of 18 states and 16 local governments had opposed this question legally. It went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And on a 5-4 split, Chief Justice John Roberts was the swing vote. They blocked the addition of the question, at least temporarily. So they said that the Trump administration's justification for the question was not sufficient to warrant adding it. At the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in Honolulu over this weekend, yesterday, a panel was convened of mayors and some legal representatives to discuss the census issue. And this was scheduled before the decision was made in anticipation of the decision being made. So they didn't really know what they were going to be discussing, whether it was going to be the question being there or being not there.
It was very timely.
Yeah, and I think there was a deadline for the Supreme Court, so I think they scheduled that with that decision in mind. Here's what a few of them had to say. Steve Benjamin is the mayor of Columbia, South Carolina, and he's the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, which as a whole, as a body, opposed the census question. And Mayor Benjamin said, quote, "The nation's mayors are greatly encouraged by the Supreme Court's decision. Mayors, both Republican and Democrat, believe that such a question will jeopardize a full, fair, and accurate count and undermine the very core of the constitutional mandate of the census." And again, so that was Mayor Steve Benjamin from Columbia, South Carolina. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, she chairs the Conference of Mayors Census Task Force. She said, quote, "All deserve to be counted, and I'm pleased with the Supreme Court's ruling. The fight is not over, and we will continue to advocate for every single person to be counted in the census." And that's Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. It wasn't regionally specific. There was pretty uniform opposition to it. Mayors from border states were also on board. Eric Garcetti, mayor of Los Angeles, he was one of the most high-profile attendees of the conference. Also, Mayor Ron Nirenberg of San Antonio, Texas, another border city, opposed it. We reached out to Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell to see if he had any response to the ruling, and his office declined to comment on the matter. So we kind of heard what border communities feel, or their leaders at least feel, about the issue. I wanted to find out how Hawaii stands to be impacted by the census and a potential undercounting if this question were to be added. And I spoke with Eugene Tian. He's an economist with the State Department of Business and Economic Development and Tourism. He's also the governor's liaison to the Census Bureau. So he's sort of the head guy in Hawaii as it comes to census issues. And he told me that every aspect of public policy depends on census data.
The data are used by policymakers, state agencies, you know, government agencies, and even businesses for their business planning, for infrastructure planning. For example, we want to know how many public housing and how many schools to build, how many healthcare facilities need to be built, childcare, senior centers, even shopping malls and residential homes. All these planning depends on the census data.
And, you know, and that's so you can see that it really affects a lot more than just the accuracy of voting districts, which are very important in and of themselves. And it is, as Eugene said, used by every level of public policy, from local, state, federal, elected officials at all of those same levels use it to help fund drive their programs. And we use it here. In a lot of our reporting, we rely on census data as well. Interestingly, Hawaii has some of the highest rates of non-response. So by law, everyone in the country is required to be counted. So the Census Bureau sends out mailers first to try and get people to do it that way. There will also be an online way to respond this year for the first time. If you don't respond to that, they send people out to your house to knock on your door and try and get you to answer it, because they're required to get everybody. That includes people maybe living off the grid, people who are living in homeless communities. So it's a real challenge. And a lot of authorities were concerned about a potential added pressure of this question to discourage response. A lot of that concern was centered around areas with large immigrant populations, particularly Hispanic communities. But it would affect Hawaii as well, according to Colin Moore. He's the director of the Public Policy Center at the University of Hawaii.
Oahu has a fairly significant non-citizen population, some who are here legally, some who are here illegally. But the point of the census is to get an accurate count of how many people are actually where they are and how many people are there. So we'll have the same effect here, which is that we suspect that the non-citizens will be less likely. That is potentially bad for the state. I mean, I don't think it means we're going to lose a congressional district, almost certainly not. But it still means that there's going to be more people in the state than potentially might be counted by the census because of this.
And Colin said that it's typically some of the most disadvantaged populations have the lowest rates of response. So the people who kind of stand to be most helped by what the census is trying to do, a lot of concern that the citizenship question would just exacerbate it. But for the time being, it looks like the question will not be included. The Supreme Court found, as we said earlier, that the administration's justification for this adding the question was inadequate. Pretty interestingly, the paper forms were scheduled to start printing today. The company that's supposed to do it is kind of on standby. They've been given two versions, one with the question, one without, and they're waiting for the go-ahead.
Right.
The Census Bureau has said at the absolute latest, it could push it back into the fall and still find a way to get it done. The printing company has kind of pushed back against that, saying you can only print so fast, and they're concerned about
right.
that.
And I know the president said, yeah, let's delay the census, and that's a big concern. You know, there's this fear factor
right.
if that question appears on there.
And that's never been done before, a delay like that. The census is required to be done every 10 years. The actual specific day has changed over the country's history, but we've never had a a delay like this before. Not clear if that's even legal. The Supreme Court decision was somewhat vague in the language. It just said the reasoning wasn't adequate, so that left open some kind of potential for a more adequate reason to be generated. We'll see what happens.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Ryan.
Sure.
That was HBR's Ryan Finnerty, who sat in on a session at the U.S. Mayor's Conference this weekend talking about the census controversy.